I'm excited about being here today, and I'd like for you to help me, to pray for me, and I'll pray for you. Let us pray. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. In the name of the Son and the Holy Spirit, I ask for wisdom, courage, confidence, and calmness in my task on this day. And Father, I ask that you help us to live the words that your Son spoke in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, when he said, "Do not worry about your life. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness in everything that you need, that you want, that you desire will be provided for you." Father, I ask you to bless the students of this fine establishment. Bless the professors and all the staff that come here every morning seeking your glory. It is in your Son's name that I pray and say, amen. What's your legacy? What legacy are you living and leaving today? I want to speak to you about the importance of living and leaving a positive legacy. Webster defined legacy as money or material possessions left over to someone by will or bequest. I have studied this paradigm for a number of years, and I've come to the conclusion that your legacies will never be about money or material possessions. Jesus also left a definition of legacy when he says in John chapter 15, 15 through 17, "I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. I call you my friends, because everything that I have learned from my Father I have made known to you." You didn't choose me, but I chose you. And I appoint you to go out and bear fruit, fruit that will last. When Jesus said, "I appoint you to go out and bear fruits," he's talking about your character. You know, when you get up every morning, you paint a picture of who you are by the things that you say and do when you interact with other people. But the greatest portrait of your character are the things that you say and do when you don't think anyone is watching you. The way you love, and when Jesus says, "I appoint you to go out and bear fruit that will last," he's talking about how you love and serve other people. Your love and service to other people are the honorable things that you want people to say and remember about you. Those honorable things, the actions and deeds you want people to emulate and pass on to other folks. That's your legacy. You know, people who decide that they want to live and leave a positive legacy think differently than other folks. They have this unique mental attitude about them that comes from an internalized discovery of self. This is a strong, positive, confident concept that I call self-awareness. Self-awareness was drawn out of me at a very early age by two of the greatest character developers, the greatest teachers, the greatest mentors who have ever walked the face of this earth. I grew up in poverty. I'm the middle child of eight siblings. Had a younger brother, Pete, died 2 weeks after birth. My father worked at a humble service station on Main Street where he